That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to him who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are heavy of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn for me to heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. That is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the delight in riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Here we have one of the great parables of the Lord Jesus that he uses to teach people about living for the kingdom of God. Jesus is teaching the people what is most important. In this parable, the Lord Jesus himself is the sower. He sows the word of God by his teaching. He sows this seed upon the path and rocky ground and the thorns and the rich soil. And these things represent people, human lives. They represent us. As Jesus preaches this parable, its meaning is already being lived out among his hearers. Christ speaks a little of the parable to the large crowd first. But it's only those who are his true disciples that draw close to Jesus and want to understand this parable. It seems that the rest of the crowd didn't care to have this deeper understanding. The word of God was sown among all of the people, but it seems that the majority of the people were like the path. They heard the word, but they didn't understand it. Only his true disciples, who wanted to draw close to Jesus to understand his wisdom, understand his word. Why would anyone not try to understand more deeply the word of God, the teachings of the Lord Jesus? I mean, after all, he is the Son of the Father. He is the Savior. We should seek to understand everything he teaches very well and deeply. Why don't they want to try to understand him more deeply? Because it's very simple. They don't think the gospel is that important. The disciples went to Jesus because they felt that the gospel is most important. learning the wisdom of Jesus is what's most important in their life's journey and living it. But the large crowd that was assembled there, they did not draw close to Jesus to hear him explain the parable. They don't think it's that important. Other things have a higher priority for them. Does this ever happen to us? Do we ever regard the gospel as not important for us? For example, what is more important to us? The words of the gospel, the wisdom of the saints, or the latest petty gossip of our time? What's more important to you? The eternal wisdom of Christ, or the latest and changing news and opinions of our day? This is very serious. It's not a matter of indifference. Jesus teaches that if we don't get this right, then the devil, who is real and active, will take away what we ought to hold on to, and we're left with nothing. And it's simply because we don't care enough about the gospel. This is a good test for you. At the end of every week or even every day, look back upon that week or upon that day and ask yourself honestly, did you devote more time to the words of Jesus or more time to the gossip and opinions and entertainment of any time or period? What's more important to you? You know, a good way to find out what's more important for you is to look at your actions. That says a lot about what's most important to you. Then Jesus in the gospel talks about the seed sown on the rocky ground and among the thorns. This also is lived out during the time of Christ and down through the ages. How many people down through the ages have abandoned their fidelity to the gospel and the teachings of the church simply because they wanted to avoid the cross in their own lives? They wanted to avoid being treated the same way that Jesus was treated. You know, if you follow Jesus, you will experience what he experienced to some degree or another. He was whispered about, conspired against, he was lied about, people persecuted him and rejected him. They said he was crazy or that he was possessed by an evil spirit simply because he spoke the truth. They hated his teaching. If we really embrace his teaching and live it as if it's most important, we'll experience to one degree or another what Jesus himself and what the apostles later experienced, as we hear about in the Acts of the Apostles. It's the cross. And some people have given up their faith in Christ because they didn't like the cross. How many people, little by little, have totally forgotten about their relationship to Christ because they've become so devoted to the things of this world, the riches and the wealth of this world? You know, someone can start out very devout. They can take their faith seriously and believe that living in communion with Christ is most important, but little by little they get distracted by things in this world. Their positions of power, their popularity, money, pleasure, things, material things. And little by little, that can make them forget about their relationship to Christ. They can become, as St. Paul says about someone who abandoned him, enamored with this present world. You become so enamored with the things of this present world, you forget about the world to come. You totally forget about your relationship to Christ. Now, how can this happen? How can people abandon Christ to avoid the cross? Or how can people forget about Christ because they're so consumed by the riches of this world? If Jesus really is the Messiah, how can people fail to follow him? Well, the same reason as it is with the case of the seed sown along the path. They don't think the gospel is that important. Someone's comfort in this world is seen as more important than following Christ, so they want to abandon the cross. Someone's possessions in this world begins to be seen as what's most important in their life, so they forget about Christ. Now, you and I want to be as the seed sown on the rich soil. That's the goal of our life. That's how we want to make sure that we are living life to the full, by being the seed sown on the good soil, as illustrated in this parable. We need to hear the words of Christ, which means we need to take time to listen to it, to read it. We need to understand it, which means we have to study it, read the teachings of the church and the catechism, the wisdom of the saints, and we have to let the Word of God shape our lives. You know, too often today, you'll have people who will read the Bible and they will dissect it like they're dissecting a frog, and then they leave the poor Bible half dead on the table and it doesn't affect their lives. They just want to look at it from a scholarly perspective and they don't seek to enter into it and let it shape their lives. We have to listen to the Word of God, trust that the Holy Spirit is the primary author of the Scriptures, that His Word, which is contained in the Catechism and in the Scriptures and in the teaching of the saints, is something that we have to allow to shape our lives. And we have to give the Lord Jesus permission to use us to bring forth the fruits that He wants. Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say that we have to give God an opportunity. She wanted her people and her sisters and all the people in her community, people she spoke to allow God to work in their lives. That's what we have to do. That will make us the rich soil. Now, above all of this requires for us to trust in the Lord Jesus, to trust that His Word is good for us, that without it we're dead, to trust that what He wants for our lives is in fact what is our greatest good. It's so important to trust Him. I think that's the greatest step spiritually we need to take today, is to put our trust in Jesus. You know, every time we go to confession, for example, acknowledge our sins, we're trusting that Jesus Christ is Lord, that He established a church, that His teaching is trustworthy, that His teaching is good for us. We need to trust that our living friendship with Christ is the treasure of great price, the pearl of great price, that without this relationship, we're missing out on life to the full, that what is most important is that we follow the Lord Jesus. We really have to come to this great trust. That will be the sort of groundwork to make us the rich soil, to welcome the Word of Christ into our hearts, and to do great things for the Lord. A good idea in this regard is to pick a favorite saint and study their lives. The saints are the rich soil. They listened to the words of Christ, understood it, and they allowed their lives to be shaped by this Word, and their lives bear fruit even beyond their life on this earth. The saints are our role models in this regard. So, brothers and sisters, as we hear this parable, we want to understand that this is real life. It's not just some story. It's real life. It's happening in your heart right now. And we want to be that good soil. By trusting in the Lord Jesus, making time and effort to hear His Word and understand His Word, and allowing Him to be the Lord of our lives, then we will become great instruments for the Lord and do great things for Him, give glory to Him, and do so many good things to people in the world today. God bless you.